On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with
Whatever.
You.
Whatever.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. My God, how did that happen? How did that one sneak in here, huh? Welcome to my own little Temple of Doom. And I'm not even Jewish, and I go to the Temple of Doom services at 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. Come join us at the Temple of Doom. Come to the Temple of Doom flea market Sunday at 2 p.m. See fleas from all over the world at the Temple of Doom, 722 Chestnut Street, Macadamia, New Hampshire. We've got everything. We've got wonderful things. Jewelry, massages, you name it. Come to the Temple of Doom. I'm Rabbi Raman or Schmatzimlich, and I'll tell you, you come by, I'll give you something right in the face. I'll give you something right up your ass. The Temple of Doom. Oh, man. Do you know what I don't like? I don't like people that brag. I don't like people that say, if I don't say so myself, and you just did, I'm the smartest man around. If I don't say so myself, I'm the best bagel shop in the world. I mean, it's great to have confidence and stuff, but it's annoying to hear it. And I'd say if you say that you're the best in the world to 10 people, three of them are probably going to be stupid enough to say, well, if you say you're the best, then I guess you are. But I think the other seven who have half a brain are going to say, you conceited little son of a bitch, you. And they're immediately going to take a disliking to you. Now, LeBron James, apparently he's a basketball player, a BB player. He is arguably, and I do argue the fact, he's the greatest basketball player active right now. But here's the problem with LeBron James. He's an egotistical asshole. And I say that because he's egotistical. And I find that most egotistical people are assholes. There's no reason that anybody in their right mind would stand in front of you and just go on and on about how great they are. It's a lack of humility that makes people seem approachable. LeBron James, the greatest basketball player in the world, arguably correctly stated that he was the greatest basketball player in the world after his Cleveland Cavaliers lost to the Golden State Warriors in Game 5 of the NBA Finals on Sunday. Here's what LeBron James said. I feel confident that I'm the best player in the world. It's that simple. He said that last Sunday. And it's that simple. I'm just the best in the world. And you know what? That's great. A great confidence builder for you. But keep your mouth shut. You can think you're the best basketball player in the world, and that might drive you to be the best basketball player in the world. I don't really know. But if it comes out of your mouth, then you're a conceited son of a bitch, and you just need to shut up. And I find that in my travels that people say, you know, I am the best. I am, you know, I'm really, really good at this. You probably are. everybody's really, really good at something. You could be really good at carpentry. You might say, look at my cabinets, man. Look at my cabinets. They are beautiful. Did you hear Jesus walking around telling all the town folk, yes, I'm Jesus. I happen to be the Son of God. And when you're the Son of a God, you get preferential treatment, by the way. You know, like if you're going for on a job interview and you say, I'd like to work here for the company. Oh, okay. Do you have any job experience? No, I don't. Okay. Do you know anybody that works here? No, I don't, but I've got to tell you something. I'm the Son of God. Oh, my. Oh, really? I was going to say, oh, my God. You're the Son of God? Well, come here. And your name is? Jesus. All right. You can start tomorrow. What a great reference that is.
Yes, well, I know. It is a great reference. I'm the Son of God. And believe me, my upbringing was not... It was some tough love in my house, in the house of God. I tell you right now.
And I'm not joking about this. I'm serious. He's the Son of God. Did he brag about carpentry? No. Jesus, the Son of God, should have been turning out some awesome cabinets. But do we hear about his cabinet work? No, we don't. No, we don't, because he didn't brag. He didn't walk through the desert with sandals on. And by the way, walking through the desert with sandals on, it's got to hurt eventually. Got to hurt. And walking through the sandal desert, in the desert, walking through the sandals resort in the desert, and not one word to any of his followers saying, you know, I got to tell you something, Joseph. I don't want to brag, but I'm the best damn cabinet maker in the world. He never said that. It's not in the Bible. It never says in the Bible how great a cabinet maker he was, although we know that he did. He was in the business of Jesus Cabinets, I think it was called. I don't really know the name of it. And of course, I kid about that in a loving religious sense. But I got to tell you, have some humility. And to me, have some humility and keep your mouth shut are the same thing. All right, enough about that. There's a great Italian restaurant, Bobby Marone's. I don't know if you've been there. They have locations up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Bobby Marone used to be an excellent prize fighter. He was really good. I think he got knocked in the head too many times. And as prize fighters do, when they retire, they open up Italian restaurants because they're very Italian. Bobby Marone did the same thing. Only Bobby's been in, I would say, too many prize fights and probably has suffered for it somewhat. Well, anyway, I'm going down to Bobby Marone's because they got the Pasta Palooza tonight. Pasta, you know, all you can eat. Bobby?
Hey, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But you know me as the guy who runs the area's favorite Italian restaurant.
It's Headshots, Bobby.
Headshots, thank you. Hey, do you like pasta? Of course you do. Then you gotta come to Headshots this month for Pasta Lamusa.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Pacula.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Lanusa.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Paduca.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Patchouli.
Nice. Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Potato.
Pasta Palooza.
Mr. Potato.
Back on track, Bobby. Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Fajor.
On the menu, but Pasta Palooza.
Patsy Klein.
No idea where that came from.
Pasta Canunza.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Cholula.
Pasta Palooza.
Jesus, just come out and have some goddamn spaghetti.
Headshots now open Tuesday through Sunday at the corner of Flange and Hassenpfeffer.
Give credit where credit is due. Mr. Shaw does our music. as you're listening to right now. Mr. Shanahan, Mr. John Shanahan, does our comedy and our introductions and our announcing and all that behind the scene funny stuff is Mr. John Shanahan. Google him. And Nicoletta is our British opening babe. And there are other people that help us with the program. Of course, the lovely and talented Tori Lagarde joins us on a weekly basis for the radio program and on a weekly basis for our television program as well. So all these people are intricate to whatever this is. A bomb squad. I can't talk today. A bomb squad showed up at a location and blew up a briefcase. A briefcase. What the hell? I can't even read today. Never mind. Out of Pittsburgh here, Aaron Stein. He's 35 years old. He faces a preliminary hearing on June 25th in Allegheny County, a district court, on 9 felony counts, including aggravated assault, robbery, threatening to use a weapon of mass destruction, and the unusual charge of possessing a facsimile weapon of mass destruction, according to court documents. That facsimile weapon of mass destruction is a vibrator. He apparently went into a PNC bank in the Pittsburgh suburb of Crafton. He robbed an undisclosed amount of money on Monday. Apparently, he had wires coming out of his shirt, demanded cash, drove off in a white Toyota. They found the item that was wired that came out of his shirt was actually a vibrator, a sexual vibrator. Yeah. Any port in a storm, huh? That's pretty nuts. Those vibrators are pretty nuts. Hey, you've got some pretty nuts. Let me tell you something. You've got a beautiful face, a nicely sculptured body, and your pretty nuts are really pretty nuts. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program. Do you have a dog? Because I got one trapped in my basement that I found. No, I don't. I'm kidding. I have dogs of my own. One might say they're watchdogs. They're dogs for security purposes. But actually, the reason that I have dogs is so I can pick up poop. It's good exercise. I do nothing all day. The only time I will bend down is to pick up poop. And to be honest with you, picking up human poop is kind of scuzzy. Picking up dog poop is kind of in these days. I mean, it still smells and it still stinks, but it ain't my poop and it doesn't come from a human, so it's acceptable. But I have to bend my knees and pick it up with a paper towel or some type of implement to protect my fingers. And that bending action causes me to lose tremendous amounts of weight. So that's why I have dogs, really. It's the only reason. Now, I love dogs. Dogs are better than people. I'll say it. Dogs are better than people. They are. I have never been with a person, male or female, who will just all of a sudden just sit in my lap and start licking my crotch. It just doesn't happen. I don't know that I would want that to happen, to be honest with you, but it's not so bad. The dogs will sit in your lap and will lick you. I can't even pay somebody to do that. I've tried to, but they keep upping the cost. Anyway, dogs are just wonderful. They are man's best friend. Women, not so much. Women, not so much. Women's best friend, turtle. It's a turtle. A lot of people don't know that, but it's not a dog. But a dog is a man's best friend. And they fetch, unless they'll fetch things you don't want them to fetch. Will they go fetch the paper from the outside of the house? No, they won't do that. What will they do? They will fetch what they want to fetch when they want to fetch it. And the most disgusting thing a dog does, and this is what I totally love dogs. I'm totally into dogs as far as a companion is concerned. If I can get them to wear that little wig and put lipstick on, we're all set. Ron, that's disgusting. That's only for the sheep. Anyway, by the way, this is a comedy show. It is not a real life program, okay? Just, you know, at times it is. At this time, it's not. The one thing that a dog does that I cannot tolerate has to do with what they eat and what they drink. A dog will go to the toilet bowl and start drinking out of the toilet. I don't think the dog knows that that's a defecation depot. And now it's time to pull into the defecation depot. All aboard. They just think it's a gigantic bowl of water. They don't know that someone peed in there and may not have flushed it just yet. I think the pee just gives it a nice fruity flavor. I really don't know. Depends on your pee, I suppose. So I don't like that. And also, for some reason, dogs, and this is where they start to get very unhuman for me. They will actually, and you know what I'm going to say, don't you? Sure, Ron, we always know what you're going to say. That's why we listen to you. Oh. They eat their own turds. And if they don't eat them, and not all dogs eat their own turds, but they will smell their own turds. I don't smell my own turds. I smell my own farts. I guess that's about as close as I get to it. But I don't defecate in the toilet and then stick my nose in the bowl and go, that would go good with a red wine. That's where we draw the line. However, we'll let dogs lick our face, and we don't know what they've been licking previously. I guess we don't care. It's like if we don't know, we don't care, and we just forget about it. But let's start from the thesis that we all love dogs. Dogs are the big thing in our lives. There are actually more dogs on the earth than there are people. Did you know that? Yes, even including China and India. Absolutely true. They're not all pets, but there are more dogs than there are people. Okay, are you familiar with Purina? It is probably the most synonymous brand of dog food with the dog food industry. When you think dogs, you think Purina. They sponsor dog shows. They make dog food. They are everything dog. If you have a dog, you know what Purina is. Well, Purina is going through a little bit of a tough time right now. Unfortunately, because Purina Beneful, that's a brand within the brand. Purina makes a dog food called Beneful. It's dry food, and they have some prepared food as well. There are lawsuits against Purina for their Beneful line of dog food, saying it's killed their dogs. And more people, this is like the Cosby situation. One guy sued them, and then other people jumped on the bandwagon and said, yes, Purina killed my dog and made my dog sick as well with their Beneful brand. Do you feed your dog Beneful dog food? Well, this is something that you should know. Maybe you should know this.
Well, new at 6, could a big-name dog food be killing pets? A California dog owner has filed a class-action lawsuit against Purina Pet Care. He claims Beneful dog food killed one of his dogs and made two others sick. But there's always more to the story, and WSBT 22's Annie Chang checked in with local vets about this. Annie, what's the consensus here?
Well, Jennifer, I must have spoken with at least a dozen veterinarians in our area. They all say this is not a reason for dog owners to panic. Now, just because there is a lawsuit against the company doesn't mean that's proof that Benefol is harmful to your dog. But other dog owners say they'd rather not take that chance.
Okay, this is Little Dog Room.
Linda Candler is the owner of Camp Canine Doggy Daycare. She says when her clients bring in Purina Benefol for their pups to eat, she tells them to stop.
Oh, there's no nutritional value in it. I have never liked that food, never told my customers here. You know, I've tried to educate them. Look what's in the food.
The lawsuit takes issue with two things. First, it says propylene glycol, a food additive in Benefol, is poisonous. And second, it claims Benefol contains mycotoxins, a supposedly harmful fungus found in grains. But local veterinarians strike both of these claims down. Here's Dr. Kitson Logue on propylene glycol.
Propylene glycol is a safe and well-accepted pet food ingredient used very commonly.
And Dr. Lindsay Candy says mycotoxins are actually very common.
That's something that we eat all the time in our grains as well that we don't even really know is there.
They both say there's no scientific data proving that Purina Benefol is harming, let alone killing, any dogs.
We aren't seeing anything there yet that has tangible proof of a toxin or on the FDA site.
In fact, these lawsuits are a dime a dozen. Pet owners have sued Blue Buffalo and Nutro in years past. And Purina, experts say, is actually well-respected.
Purina has a really good track record of science behind their food. They are not fly-by-night. They've been here for a long time.
That doesn't convince Linda, who recommends higher quality brands.
I associate it with you eating at Taco Bell every single day.
Now, so far, the FDA has not issued a recall on Purina Benefol. Vets say their best advice is to call them to recommend a trustworthy food based on your pet's needs. In the studio, I'm Annie Chang, WSBT 22.
Well, okay. I mean, that's interesting stuff. And if you have a dog, or I should say if you own a dog, I don't like that term, owning a dog. I don't like that at all. I don't think that's proper. I don't think we should be owning things. That sounds like slaves, you know. I don't care for that at all. Anyway, that's what they say. Now, is Benefol bad for your dog? Is it good for your dog? Well, like the vet said, if you go to Taco Bell every day, I don't know why they chose Taco Bell. I would rather choose McDonald's or Burger King. I'd rather be sued by the bigger companies. Or Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, I had a friend who ate at Kentucky Fried Chicken every single weekday. He had a job down in New Jersey at a television station, WOR, and they brought in food every day, and there was a Kentucky Fried Chicken across the street. And every day he bragged to me that he eats Kentucky Fried Chicken every single day. And I said to myself, oh, my God, your insides must look like a greased wheel or something. Like, oh, my God, he's died. He died since. He died, actually, at the age of about 45. And I don't know if it was the food that killed him, but like the vet says, you can't eat like that every day. I mean, you can, but you may not live that long. So we feed our dogs. We tend to feed our dogs the same thing every day, the same brand. It is like your dog going to Taco Bell every day if you feed your dog that kind of stuff. So I just thought it would be interesting to know. I mean, yes, food companies of all sorts for humans and dogs are sued every day of the week. If someone gets sick, the assumption is you got sick from their food. So you do have to be careful. But of course, Purina is defending themselves.
Taking action for you tonight, we're answering alarming questions about one of the country's most popular dog foods. A Florida law firm suing Purina, claiming their Benefol brand is making dogs sick, some with even fatal consequences. ABC Action News reporter Alex Hobson is live in the newsroom with the latest on this developing story and what you need to know. Alex?
Well, just to emphasize the scope of this, we posted this on our ABC Action News Facebook page, and it's already been shared a whopping 32,000 times. I've also spoken with multiple people right here in the Bay Area who tell me they feel duped by their dog food.
Go get your bone.
I've had that dog for almost 10 years now. I mean, that is a family member.
So this past year, when little Yngwie, her beloved Minpin's health started to deteriorate, he started seizing up to twice a day. But until last week, she says she never would have expected it was her dog food, Purina Beneful, that was potentially to blame.
They said it's the healthiest food to give your dog. Obviously, that's incorrect.
After just 1 week of changing her dog's kibble to something else, she says she's noticed a dramatic improvement in Yngwie's health. And after seeing our station's online report on ABCActionNews.com, Jones became the newest addition to the class action lawsuit, alleging Purina's popular Beneful brand, which includes these eight types, is hurting and in some cases killing dogs.
He had a seizure, kidneys gave out, and he died in my arms.
All these dogs that are getting sick all across the country, the common denominator is the Beneful food.
James Young of Morgan & Morgan is one of the attorneys filing the suit, claiming the dry dog food contains toxic substances. But in a statement to ABC Action News, a corporate spokesperson called the lawsuit baseless, saying consumers can continue to feed Beneful with total confidence. But Jones isn't buying it.
Remove the product and just send it on its way.
But right now, all eight brands remain on store shelves as the company maintains it's a high-quality, nutritious food. But if you feel it may have caused your pet problems, well, lawyers want to hear from you. We've gone ahead and posted on our website. You could see it right here, the link to join the class action lawsuit. Reporting live in the newsroom, I'm Alex Hobson, ABC Action News.
Alex, thank you. Taking action for you, the SPCA tonight releasing these guidelines to help you choose a healthy dog food. Their first suggestion is check the ingredients. Animal protein like chicken or fish should appear first on the list. Second, there should be no wheat or wheat gluten. Also, look for a phone number. The company should have a website, and any company should welcome your questions. Also, avoid any chemical preservatives. Also, look for the AFCO symbol. The Association of American Feed Control Officials has strict regulations for pet food. Wendy?
All right, Wendy. I guess Wendy's not here. It's interesting. And, if you have a dog, you probably found that to be quite interesting. Again, it's not saying that Purina and their Beneful line is toxic, but I think what is agreeable is it's not the best food for your dog. Now, feeding your dog really good dog food, quality dog food, is an expensive venture. A good-sized bag of dry dog food that is natural and doesn't have the preservatives and the wheat gluten, etc., as they just said, will cost you around between 15 and 20 bucks. The same size bag of Beneful dog food is about $5 or $6. So it becomes kind of a monetary problem here to feed your dog really well. It's like you saying, I'm going to eat only healthy foods now, and I'm going to Whole Foods every day, and every dollar that I make at my job, I will spend on food. Because healthy food, natural food, costs more than the crap does. So if you go to Taco Bell every day, or McDonald's every day, or Burger King, or all those other places, Wendy's, whatever, you will, your health will result accordingly, I suppose, is the best way of putting it. So, I don't know. It's bad enough that we care about, what goes into our dog's body. It's good, actually, but then you got to look and see what you put in your body. Are you checking out the ingredients on the foods that you buy, the preservatives in the foods that you eat? I don't think you are. I don't think you are.
Thanks to Metro South Podcasting, now you can get your Ron Van Dam anytime you want, as much Ron Van Dam as you want, any way you like to take your Ron Van Dam. Wow, this is getting really uncomfortable for me to read. Ron, did you write this way on purpose? Did you even read this out loud to yourself to see how it sounds? Yeah, actually, you probably did. Okay. It's the Ron Van Dam Show on Metro South Podcasting. Just go with it.
You should go with it. You should go with everything that I tell you to do to go with. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to speak to one of my good friends here. And let's continue to talk about the food that we put into our body as human beings, much less our dogs. And most people in this country suffer from some sort of cholesterol problem. Cholesterol is not as bad as it was originally thought to be, but it does cause heart attacks when it's not under control. It's a very controllable situation, but you do have to take medication. You do have to watch it. And let's talk to Dr. Rowe right now. Dr. Rowe? Dr. Rowe joins us now. She's an award-winning health journalist and television personality. And we're talking about cholesterol. Here's what's... Oh, good morning, Dr. Rowe, first of all. What part of the country are you in?
Good morning, Ron. I'm in D.C.
Oh, well, okay, good. So here's the thing. I'm confused. Let's start there. I know that, or I've read that the government has kind of changed its attitude about cholesterol, where before, don't go near cholesterol, don't touch it, you'll turn to stone, it's a horrible, horrible thing. And now it's like, no, certain cholesterols won't really cause the kind of damage we thought, but at the same time, I'm confused as to how we're supposed to regard cholesterol.
Let me try to help you with the confusion.
Okay.
Let me help clear it up for you.
All right.
So the first thing is you want to manage high cholesterol because this is a problem that affects 74 million Americans,
right.
High cholesterol. Many don't even know
right.
that they're at risk for heart disease and stroke because of it. So you definitely want to manage it, protect yourself from it if possible. And if you find that you happen to be one of the 32% of Americans who have this problem,
mm-hmm.
dietary and lifestyle management is paramount.
Okay.
And so one of the ways that you're going to do this is you're going to reduce saturated fat in the diet, reduce trans fats, no added sugars, increase fiber, cut your calories. Plain and simple.
Okay.
And one of the ways in which you're going to do this is plenty, like copious amounts of fresh fruit and vegetables,
yeah.
Because of their fiber and all of the other nutrient benefits therein. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is you're going to limit red meat, and you're going to increase foods like oats, like apples, for example, which have a substance called pectin,
mm-hmm.
which reduces cholesterol with the skin, if eaten with the skin.
Right.
So oats, apples, beans, you want to use beans as a protein source. And include those foods in a varied diet that is high in fiber and rich in colorful vegetables and fruit, limiting your red meat and having low-fat dairy. So this is something that you can do to be prudent, and it's also something that you can do to manage as well.
Okay.
One of the things that we're doing with the Make Your Move Across America campaign is we're hitting 21 cities with this campaign. This is an incredible way, incredible opportunity for consumers to find out where they stand. Because if you have high cholesterol and don't know it, first of all, the only way for you to determine where you stand is through a blood test.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's an opportunity for you to get a free cholesterol screening to see where you stand and then get information for management. It's open to everyone, and it is for adults 18 years and older.
Okay. So, all right, I understand all of that. Is cholesterol, high cholesterol, more of a hereditary situation? Is the government saying that you don't get high cholesterol from eating too much fatty stuff? I mean, where was the back off on the government's end of it?
Well, I think one of the things was, you know, eggs have been getting
yes.
a bad rep,
yes.
you know, and they are now probably healthier than they've ever been because
yeah.
of the way that, you know, their chickens are bred.
Okay.
So more nutrients and not as big of a culprit as we thought, say, in the 80s.
Yes.
At the same time, if you find that you have high cholesterol, I'm not saying have a 3-egg omelet every day of the week.
Right.
But still, you can... But at some point, we were saying no eggs or no egg yolks, and
right.
that just isn't so anymore.
Yeah.
And the other thing is you'd be throwing out the baby with the bathwater, so to speak,
gotcha.
When you consider all the other
gotcha.
Nutritional benefits.
Okay.
So for that, the other thing is you now have leaner meats, you know, you know, available than we did perhaps that long ago. At the same time, though, and the other thing is you have cholesterol-lowering margarines on the market.
Absolutely.
So there have been a lot of dietary or nutritional developments through food since then. So a lot of that stuff has changed. But it does not change the fact that the way to manage this is to reduce saturated fat and trans fats.
Right.
All those foods found in a baked goods, found in a box or that sort of thing, and your cookies and so forth.
Yeah.
They still raise dietary cholesterol levels. So it's not that you proceed with reckless abandon. It's just that you want to err on the side of caution.
You know, It's true. I mean, I'm on cholesterol-lowering medication, and it's perfectly fine, but I've been on for quite some time, and it's works wonderfully, and thank God the the medical world steps up to this kind of thing, because you can live as if you don't have the problem. Of course, you have to be careful about what you eat. But my point
is... I mean, there has to be some solution,
You need treatment, and you need to be on it, and you need to be tested by your doctor. And my God, I don't care how old you are. If you don't go to the doctor on an annual basis, I mean, I don't, you know, if you're 22 and you feel wonderful, ha ha, you may not be. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's one person's, you got to take care
blood
of yourself.
Blood test is a way,
absolutely.
Is a way to find out. And fortunately for listeners in your area, at the Boston Red Sox game on June 24th at Fenway Park, you have an opportunity to come out and get your free cholesterol screening.
Okay, excellent, good. And I think you agree with me that whether you have high cholesterol or not, whether you have diabetes or not, eat like you do because that's the healthy way to eat no matter whether you have the disease or not.
Just, absolutely. Yeah. More plant-based foods for sure.
Yes.
For a myriad of reasons, including addressing chronic diseases and prevention.
Yes.
So yeah, this is definitely the way you want to eat, no matter what. But if you happen to have high cholesterol, or you want to prevent it, this is the way to go.
Yes. Dr. Rowe is the expert.
So make your move across America. You get more information at makeyourmoveacrossamerica.com and do come out and join the party at Fenway Park on June 24th.
Thank you, Dr. Rowe. Always a pleasure speaking to you.
Always a pleasure, Ron.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Dr. Rowe. Row, row, row her boat gently up her stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Did I say merrily? Life is but a dream. It's but a dream. But a dream. She said an interesting phrase and this is why I have so many mental problems. She said a phrase, and I just couldn't get past it. She said, eating like a bevethid is like, not eating eggs is, for cholesterol problems is one thing, but then you're not getting the nutrients of an egg. So it's like throwing out the baby with the bathwater. And I thought, my God, what a horrible image that poses. Who came up with that phrase? Throwing out the baby with the bathwater. Did that happen to somebody? And they said, oh my God, this was awful. I've got to make this a phrase. Can you imagine? As I would say, that was a good bath for the baby. Let's get this. This is all dirty now. The bathwater is all dirty. Let's throw this bathwater out. Whew. That was disgusting water. It's so dirty. All right, where's the baby?
I don't know. I thought you had the baby.
No, I don't have the baby. Where is the baby? Is the baby under the couch?
I don't know where the baby is. Where's the baby? Do you have the baby?
I don't have the baby. Last time we saw the baby, it was in the bathwater. Oh, my God. Did we do it again? Did we throw the baby out with the bathwater? Check outside on the lawn and see if the baby's there.
Yeah, the baby's on the lawn squirming and crying.
We threw it out with the bathwater again. Oh, my God. We are so stupid. That should be a phrase to warn people not to throw their babies out by mistake just because the bathwater is dirty.
You know, you're right, Clem. It's a horrible mistake that people are making all across the country, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, not realizing that the baby is still with the bathwater.
That's right, Marion. And please, be very, very careful. If you have a baby, do not throw it out with the bathwater, because that's a horrible thing.
Yes, it is, Clem. Throwing the baby out with the bathwater is a horrible, horrible thing.
Yes, it is, Marion. Throwing the baby out with the bathwater is a horrible, horrible, horrible. It's the same with this show. Don't stop listening just because there are a few segments that are absolutely disgusting and worthless. Then you're not getting the full nutrients of this program. Am I right, Marion?
You're absolutely right, Clem.
Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace.
You know what we forgot to do today? The What Are You Wearing segment.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today?
Whatever.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, the show's over. You don't have to listen anymore. Or you can just listen through the end of this song, and then it's really going to be over. So, see you tomorrow.
I remember the good times, baby, now, and the bad times, too.